Good morning. My name is Gail Fox. Can you tell me your full name, please?
I'm Sue Lee.
What should I call you?
Please call me Sue.
Could you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Qingdao, a seaside city in China.
Can I see your identification, please?
Yes, I have it here.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. What type of house do you live in?
I live in a two-story house, which is made of wood. It's a nice house to live in, but cold in winter.
How many rooms are there?
In total, I think there are about 5 bedrooms plus a lounge, study, kitchen, and 2 bathrooms. Oh, and the laundry. So that's about 11 rooms all in all.
Which is your favourite room in the house? Why?
My favourite room would have to be the kitchen, because it gets sunshine all day long. My family also spend a lot of time in there, preparing food, eating and talking about our days, so I really enjoy that.
Now, let's talk about the internet. How do you typically use the internet? Why?
I use it for lots of things, including communicating with friends by email and social networking websites, finding information and doing research for university.
Do you find it easy to use the internet? Why?
Yes, I find it very simple. The only thing that's not so easy is that the speed of my connection is sometimes very slow, which is so annoying.
What do you like most about using the internet? Why?
I like the fact that so much information is out there and easily accessible. I can find the answer to anything.
How much of your time do you spend using the internet? Why?
Well, as I said, I use it a lot for university research, so probably about 4 hours a day at least. More when I have an assignment due, and then I use it for fun on top of that, so maybe 6 hours a day in total.
Let's talk about animals. Do you like animals? Why or why not?
I really love animals. In my family, we have 2 pets, a dog and a cat, and I love most animals because they're so cute.
Are there any animals that you are afraid of or particularly dislike? Why?
Well, I guess I'm kind of afraid of rats, because I think they're disgusting and I hate their tails and teeth. I'm also not really a fan of snakes, but luckily we don't have any poisonous ones in my country.
Are people in your country generally fond of animals? Why or why not?
Yes. In particular, people treat pets as though they are part of the family, and animals are, on the whole, well taken care of.
Do particular animals have any special meaning in your culture?
I suppose some animals do. For instance, a black cat can sometimes symbolise bad luck, and lions have long been associated with courage and bravery. Oh, of course the dove stands for peace, but I think that's a worldwide symbol.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe a picture or a photograph that you have seen, which you remember clearly.
Thank you. The image that I'm going to describe is a famous black and white photograph which has been reproduced many times over the years. I think it is called The Kiss, but I'm not sure. It depicts a man and a woman meeting on the platform of a train station, perhaps after a long absence, or maybe even after the man has been a soldier at war. You can't see his face, and he has his back to the camera, and he is wearing a hat and there is a suitcase as well, I think. He is embracing the woman, who has obviously been running along the train platform to meet him, and he has taken her in his arms and is swinging her around. She is very beautiful, and her expression is joyful at the return of her lover. Neither of them is looking at the camera, as they are just in their own world. I can't remember exactly when I first saw it, but I think it was as a teenager at the local poster store, where there were many prints and pictures. I liked it so much that I saved up my allowance to buy a framed copy of it for my bedroom wall, where it hung for a couple of years. When I look at this image, I feel many things and many emotions. There is love, of course, but also sadness that perhaps their reunion might be brief. I also feel it is a very romantic picture. I heard that it was a candid shot taken by chance by the photographer, but then later I also heard that it was posed. But I much prefer to think of it as a spontaneous moment which was captured on film. It is quite a nostalgic image, but one which tells a real story, and that's why I love it. The reason I remember it so well is that I thought it was so romantic and heartfelt, and also because I looked at it every day for a few years while it was hanging on my wall at home. I think I still have it somewhere.
Thank you. Do you enjoy photographic images, paintings, or pictures?
Yes, I do. I probably like them more than other types of art, such as paintings.
Would you recommend this to others?
Probably not for someone's house now, as it has become a bit dated.
We've been talking about images, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of visual arts. What kind of visual art forms are popular in your country?
I'm not completely sure, but I know my generation really enjoys street art and sculpture and installations with light and sound. Also, my friends and I love animation and graffiti. As for older generations, I think they probably prefer the more classic type of visual art, such as paintings and portraits, or perhaps sculpture. That's the great thing about art. There is always something for someone to enjoy and appreciate, and it's always changing.
Many people argue that art should be freely accessible to the public to enjoy. What's your view?
I definitely agree, as I think it would be ideal if all or at least most art galleries had free admission. And there have recently been a lot of very popular exhibitions in my city which are displayed in public areas, such as parks or squares, or public buildings like railway stations. This really appeals to me, that as people go about their daily lives, they meet and can enjoy or think about art, so it's integrated in their life, rather than being something separate that they go and do on weekends or something. Art should be available for everyone to see and take pleasure from.
Do you think of investing money in the arts?
When corporations and companies sponsor exhibitions, it means that more people get to see and experience that exhibition, so I believe it makes art more accessible and available to more people. It's the corporate world's way of giving something back to the community, and if they get a little bit of positive association for doing so, then I think that's fine. It's not as though they have any creative control.
Now, let's talk about creativity. It is often said that creative genius is born, not made. What's your opinion?
Well, I think this is true to an extent, but I also feel that it is only in very rare cases that pure talent is not nurtured through life experience and events. What I mean is that I believe you have to have natural artistic talent, but that this can only be fully realised through excellent tuition and exposure to influential people and art pieces. It is not any one thing which creates creative genius. It is a combination of everything, as well as a case of good timing.
How have the ways people express their creativity in your culture changed in the last 50 years?
I think in the past, art took more traditional forms such as paintings, sketches and sculpture. But nowadays, it's like almost anything can be called art. I went to an exhibition the other day which included giant images projected onto buildings in the downtown area, and it has been very well received. So with technology that is rapidly changing, art is also evolving to be expressed in new ways such as this. While in the past, we might have had movies shot on old-fashioned cameras, now anyone can be a director and shoot video even with their mobile phones. So making art and expressing creativity has become an option for many more people. That is the main change.
Many artists make valuable contributions to society through their art, yet struggle to succeed financially. What are the reasons for this? What are the implications of this?
Part of the reason might be that artists are more concerned with expressing themselves in a genuine way than with making money. They are so focused on creating their works that perhaps the money is of secondary importance to them. Of course, the effect of this is that it becomes difficult to earn a living, and perhaps it could discourage future young people from that type of lifestyle. The other reason is that society doesn't really value art properly, so artists are underpaid accordingly, which is sad.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.